League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We're very excited. It's Connecticut Day at the Big E, starting at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna, and we are talking to Anthony, Chief Marketing Officer for the State of Connecticut, ctvisit.com, and he is actually at the Big E.
Yes, Anthony, we're so happy that you're taking some time out of your very busy day to kind of chat with us about the fair.
I couldn't imagine not, guys. Thank you so much for having me on, and I apologize to anybody for any background noise that you might hear.
You sound great.
Yeah, the Big E is a very popular spot. So,
especially this year, my goodness, I have never seen a crowd like this.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's awesome. I love when they get a big turnout like that. I guess let's start with the most important things. What have you eaten so far at the Big E?
Oh, my goodness. So about 10 minutes ago, I ate a stick of candied bacon. And I tell you, I don't think I've ever eaten anything that divine in my life. Wow.
I can almost smell that through the phone. Yeah.
I'm going to have the sweats on that one. I sad to admit it.
And what are the quirky, kind of weird foods that do they have available at the Big E this year?
My goodness. So we have several. I think one of the coolest and actually most tasty ones that I've enjoyed was a buffalo chicken cupcake.
What?
Ooh. Which, yeah, so it's savory, it's not sweet, and it's a little bit more like a biscuit than it is a proper cupcake, but it's stuffed with buffalo chicken and blue cheese and topped off with jalapenos. It's wildly delicious.
That sounds great for football season,
it
too.
It really does, and this is why I wanted to speak with you, Anthony, because I knew Anthony's going to eat the food and talk about it. He's not going to just say, oh, yeah, I saw it. It looked great. Like, you described it perfectly. My mouth is watering.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm happy to be your guinea pig anytime.
And speaking of food and it being Connecticut Day, there's a lot of vendors within the Connecticut House, too, showcasing our state, right?
There are more than 50 different vendors from around the state selling everything from craft goods and food to Connecticut merch. Actually, this is the first year ever, but we have opened up a Shop CT store, so you can buy some iconic Connecticut merch. Things like, I'm going to give you my favorite first, but it's a candle that's in the shape of a slice of pizza, and when you burn it, it smells like pizza.
Stop it.
That's so good.
No, I swear. You don't have to just be eating pizza to appreciate pizza.
That's amazing.
I might need that for my kitchen.
Yeah, I need it, but my waistline doesn't. So it's the good stuff. The other thing, we got several different T-shirts. I think the cool one is one that says My Connecticut Bingo Card. And what you can do is you can take washable markers and color in the icons. So it's a cool thing for anybody, whether you're a parent or a kid or just creative.
Yeah, that's really neat. I like that a lot. And Anthony, coming up next, we know that they made a lot of upgrades and changes to the Connecticut State House this year at the Big E. So we want to hear about those. We also want to ask you about our new signs and get your thoughts on that in the state. It's Kevin and Jenna talking to Anthony, Chief Marketing Officer for the State of Connecticut, ctvisit.com, Star 89.9. It's a Connecticut Day Big E edition of Keeping It 203 today. We're talking to Anthony, Chief Marketing Officer for the State of Connecticut, ctvisit.com, and he's actually at the Big E today.
Now, Anthony, I want to know, as families are getting ready to attend the fair over the next couple of weeks, what can they expect to find in the Connecticut House?
Plenty of pizza-themed merch, and the best part about the building this year that's totally different than years past. We took out several of the booths in center court, and we've made it experiential for anybody, whether you're 5 or 50. You have everything from a mock lunar lander that kids can climb on and play in to a real-life astronaut suit made right here in Connecticut by Collins Aerospace.
Wow.
Or a mock jet engine. And these are just the types of things that make up what I would say is probably the most Instagram-worthy part of the entire Big E, which is the Connecticut House. We have just all these little Easter eggs all around.
Yeah, because we were so excited when we heard about the upgrades that were happening because, the State Houses there are one of the best parts of the Big E, walking through them. And what went into deciding to make these upgrades? Did the Connecticut House just need it at this point?
Yeah, well, the last time we really gave this building a facelift was a little over 30 years ago in the 90s. And wow. So not only was it time for that, but I mean, we rebranded the state about a year ago. And so it was important that we not only gave it the right branding and logos, but you know, we really are trying to change the identity of Connecticut so people recognize that this is one of the best places in the country to live, work, and play.
Yeah, that's pretty true. It seems like there is a lot of effort being put into making sure we're highlighting the things that make Connecticut special, like the new Welcome to Connecticut signs,
yeah.
Things like that.
Love those.
Speaking of which, do you have a favorite out of the group of signs that were just released?
Well, as one of the people who had a hand in making those, I'm partial to both pizza and basketball, so just depends on the day of the week.
Nice.
I'm right there with you. Same thing when I first saw them. I love the pizza one. That's great.
Yeah. It was a bold move on our part, and I think that's one of the best things that we can be doing as a state. You know, I think for too long, modesty, which is often a virtue, has been something that has held us back. Mm. You know, it's not if you build it, they will come. People need to know why Connecticut is great. So if I do my job and do it well, you know, people will be flocking to Connecticut, and it'll be a little bit of a different situation.
Well, we're definitely loving all the attention that Connecticut is getting right now. It's great.
Yes, and happy Connecticut Day to the Big E. And, you know, the Big E's going on, by the way, till September 29th. So if people are heading there, you can see all these things that Anthony was talking about at the Connecticut State House.
Yep, we'll be here the whole time. Come on by, see the labor of love that was put into this beautiful place, and we we hope that you can make it here.
All right, Anthony, Chief Marketing Officer for the State of Connecticut, ctvisit.com to learn more about it, and go see the Connecticut House at the Big E, and have a cream puff for us, Anthony.
I'll have three for you. How about that?
Perfect.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.